creating conducive teaching learning environment. The school manager is undoubtedly the final gatekeeper of the ward environment. But there are still some activities in that environment for which he does not accept full responsibility. It is to examine the role of ward managers in creating conducive learning environment for students. Students themselves must be active in the learning process in order to create and maintain an environment of learning. Students need to be guided on many aspects of the clinical environment that are not lacking. Good interactions, support, helping to study administrative skills, for example, problem solving and decision making, and lack of feedback on their performance are provided by a more effective support structure in such a learning environment. Objectives: to enable school leaders to design child-centric classroom process for enhancing their creativity, to develop skills for creation of conducive teaching learning environment. Expected learning outcomes. At the end of this unit, learners will be able to explain in the concept and nature of conducive teaching learning environment, elaborate need and importance of conducive teaching learning environment, identify essential skills for creation of conducive teaching learning environment, create conducive teaching learning environment for child-centered pedagogical practices. Content outline. Concept and nature of conducive teaching learning environment. Concept of conducive teaching learning environment. Nature of conducive teaching learning environment. Characteristics of conducive teaching learning environment. Qualities of a conducive environment for learning. Need and importance of conducive teaching learning. Essential skills for creation of conducive teaching learning environment, that is critical thinking and problem solving. Warm-up activity. Let's look at our school classroom environment. Dear learners, this is a warm-up activity. Let us look at our school or classroom learning environment and make a list of the characteristics of our school's classroom learning environment with relevant pictures. Please follow the suggested format or template and make your documents ready as a PDF file and share it with your classmates by the warm-up sharing. So write your name, then write the characteristics, then the relevant image, and a remark or comment at the end. So this is a homework for you. You shall do it. Take your own time. Next, concept and nature of conducive learning and teaching environment. Friends, any factory, organization, or institution, they required well-equipped work and learning environment for success and progress. Likewise, school as a learning organization also need a well-equipped conducive learning environment. In this unit, we will discuss the concept nature, need, and how to creative, conducive teaching, learning environment in our school and classrooms. Listen to this. A man decided to start a factory. Keeping some specific objectives in his mind, he started to think. He has to purchase raw material to run the factory. He needed human resource, that is laborers, for the production of goods from raw material. He required enough and suitable place for the laborers to work together. He required a particular kind of temperature, atmosphere, and conditions for the production of goods. Then, godowns were essential to keep the products. The products were ready. He required human resources to sell the products in the market. He required transportation facility also. So to run a factory, the man has to plan, organize, and manage everything properly. Then only he could get access in his business. He could become successful businessman. Concept of conducive learning environment. Aims of conducive learning environment. As per National Education Policy 2020, which is declared on 29th July 2020, the main aims or objective for creating a conducive learning environment are as follows. To ensure a joyful learning environment classroom. To prepare and implement a rigorous and responsive curriculum. To use engaging and effective pedagogy. To caring support. To optimize learning. To make overall development of the students. Here you can see the aim of conducive learning environment as per National Education Policy 2020. Of course, it is focusing on curriculum and pedagogy in higher education. Even this will move away from a rote learning of facts and mechanical procedures to help enable young people to contribute both as active citizens of democracy and as successful professionals in any field. Meaning, creative conducive classroom environment for learning is one of the most important things. For conducive teaching and learning, the teacher does on day one will start the stage for the procedures, routines, and expectations throughout the course. Therefore, classroom management takes on greater significance at a school level. Definition: a conducive learning environment is a platform devoid of both physical intimidation and emotional frustration, which allows for a free exchange of ideas. Said Eliot Zvira. To enhance the learning process, all environments should be conducive. Conducive learning can also include classroom management, which means more than just maintaining strict and rigid control over the class and its content. It means we try to establish a comfortable environment that allows all the students to learn and participate freely. Penn State teacher, second 1997, as cited by Finley and Wablay 2006. The concept of conducive learning covers all aspects, both the process and the physical aspects, which incorporated the function of management. Many students are not interested to attend the classes. They leave early or may not come in the class on numerous occasions. In such a situation, the teacher must know the atmosphere and must know to create a conducive teaching learning atmosphere in the classroom. The teacher has to teach the detailed syllabus so she outlines the requirements for the course. She expects attendance and participation of the students, so she explains the rules of the road or roadmap for expected behavior of the students. Developing a classroom environment conducive to learning is a process that entails staging the physical space, getting the students to cooperate, creating a communal environment, and finally maintaining positive classroom climate and culture. The classroom environment is a teaching resource that should not be ignored. Students and teachers spend the majority of their day in school, in the classroom. So it's the teacher's responsibility as a team leader to foster an environment that and atmosphere that enhance learning. Effective teacher or school leaders took for every available opportunity to create students' learning or to increase students' learning. The main characters of the learning process are teachers and learners. So it is our responsibility to see whether their freedom of interaction, safety and respect should be equally guaranteed within the physical and emotional environment that find themselves in. Because it is sure that the classroom gives a world of difference when it comes to a conducive learning environment. If any students who is interested in learning from his or her childhood, and if the school environment is not suitable, the facilities are poor, then it affects the students' learning. In many of schools, the physical facilities are either worn down or not functioning at all. Just four walls does not mean a place where learning can be done successfully. A perfect learning environment mostly lies on the capability of the teacher as a school leader who is in charge of the classroom. So he or she must have the knowledge to use the right techniques to motivate the students and create such conducive atmosphere for teaching and learning process. Such kind of classroom environment can be called conducive learning environment. It is sure that children can learn if they ask the right questions to the teachers. If they do not ask any questions, it means they are not thinking properly. In such environment, learning will not take place. Availability of resources like funding, library and technical resources, administrative and faculty support are important facts. All the required environment should be conducive to enhance the learning process. Conducive learning can also include classroom management, which means more than just maintaining strict and rigid control over the class and its content. It means establishing a comfortable environment that allows every student to learn and participate freely. Penn State Teacher Second, 1997, as cited by Finley and Wabel. It means concept of conducive covers all aspects, both the process itself and also the physical, which incorporated the function of management. Schools have to provide the most conducive learning environment for the students. They construct a building, create laboratories, and even make interactive rooms so that students learn their lessons quickly and effectively. Nature of conducive teaching learning environment. Children are sensitive to affecting the mind, their world, their subconscious thoughts are always active. Writing a few lessons and realizing the joy of knowing, this sensitive receptivity allows them to work without any stress. They use the language which is the most complex and difficult, the means of expression full of uncertain ideas and abstract. School teaching is an important factor in promoting effective learning. Effective teaching requires the right person. A good teacher can play an important role in personal learning. He can try by observing the person. A teacher is a guide, an artist, a leader. Teachers can invite children to express themselves and provide emotion to keep the expression within. Warm, safe, and lively school and classroom environment. Remove unnecessary stress factors. The constructive environment. Appreciate and value students as individuals. Attractive and lively school and classroom environment. Motivation and encouragement. Interactive learning practices. The reassuring and caring attitude of the teachers. Free environment of learning. Acceptance of different perspectives and solve students' questions more honestly. Creative organizations of classroom spaces and materials. Defined entire group area. Create small group areas using tables, desks, and shelves. Establish walkways in the classroom for smooth traffic flow. Purposeful and relevant wall space to imagine. Opportunities for active learning. Use of active learning strategies. Teachers and students get more one-on-one interaction. Inclusive environment. Practicing equality, non-discrimination, and celebrating diversity. Nature of conducive teaching learning environment. Warm, safe, and lively school and classroom environment. Our main goal in giving our children a positive learning environment is to remove unnecessary stress factors from education. Young minds should not just go for education because they want it. The constructive environment for the teacher is one where his efforts and contributions are recorded and appreciated. It is human nature to do good when it is appreciated and valued. And it is only when there is such an atmosphere in their school that the minds of the young people thrive. whether it is the kind words of the teacher or the reward for their efforts, it creates a complementary atmosphere between the student and the teacher. Attractive and lively school and classroom environment. Motivation and encouragement for the students are a life-breathing environment conducive to growth and learning. There are obstacles in the way of progress, and when they have to face these obstacles, children look to us with promises. It should be accepted as our primary responsibility to take our students lightly across in the right direction. One of the main reasons we believe we need a positive learning environment is that it affects students. We have seen that teachers invest more in their growth while handling the situation and taking adequate care of that purpose. They learn freely, accept perspectives, and solve their questions more honestly. The teacher tries to create attractive and lively classroom environment for conducive learning. Creative organization of classroom spaces and materials. It will affect the sense of community of my students and the use of our wall space. With this in mind, creatively designed studies are valuable for teaching. There are some requirements for creative design of classroom. One, defined entire group area. The primary class must have a general meeting place. The whole group assembling area should be on the side of the wall and designed to give students easy access to smart boards and easels, because they combine teaching tools, attention, lessons, and shared reading and writing experiences. Archived materials such as chart paper, easel clips, markers, crayons, a pair of adult scissors, highlighters, sticky notes, bookmarks, and pointers should be at the bottom of the smart boards. Second, create small group areas using tables, desks, and shelves. Students' desks should be arranged in groups to make tables. If possible, the desks should be arranged in the same direction to leave more space and create corridors. They should be placed in four sets of six to facilitate the movement of literacy and math sessions. A teacher's desk is not necessary, but a personal space or shelf is useful for planning materials in the classroom. Number three, establish walkways in the classroom for smooth traffic flow. The placement of furniture affects the flow of traffic. Establish a path where students line up and walk along the path through which students receive materials and go to different parts of the classroom. Number four, purposeful and relevant wall space to imagine. Bulletin boards and walls can be used as displays areas for student work, learning centers for anchor charts, and words as walls and instructional backdrops for calendar periods. The walls will explain students' learning. Simple instructions for display spaces should include cabinet doors, windows, and blinds. The walls will explain students' learning, and the exterior wall of the square door, hanging pocket, charts display excellent interaction and should be used on both sides of the furniture if possible. There should be billboards familiar with fire safety regulations regarding displays in classrooms, on doors, and in school hallways. Opportunities for active learning. Active learning is an approach to instruction that involves actively engaging students with the course material through discussions, problem solving, case studies, role plays, and other methods. Active learning approaches place a greater degree of responsibility on the learner than passive approaches such as lectures, but instructor guidance is still crucial in the active learning classroom. Active learning activities may range in length from a couple of minutes to whole class sessions, or may take place over multiple class sessions. Teachers and students get more one-on-one interaction. Students receive frequent and immediate feedback from instructors during active learning activities. Students learn through collaboration and interaction with other students, engaging more deeply with the course content and building invaluable social skills. Active learning is any approach to instruction in which all students are asked to engage in the learning process. Active learning stands in contrast to traditional modes of instruction in which students are passively recipient of knowledge from an expert. Active learning can take many forms and be executed in any discipline. Commonly, students will engage in small or large activities centered around writing, talking, problem solving, or reflecting. Inclusive environment. Practicing equality, non-discrimination, and celebrating diversity. Promoting equality and respecting diversity help to ensure that people are valued and have the same access to all opportunities, whatever their differences. The Act also provides protection for individuals who experience discrimination by association with some who has protected characteristics. Promoting equality and respecting diversity are central to life today. To provide care and support that meets the needs of everyone, you have to understand what these terms mean and take account of them in your work. Equality is about treating people alike according to their needs. You should make sure that everyone is given equality of opportunity. For example, you may need to give information in different formats. For example, Braille. Or make sure there is access to a building for an individual in a wheelchair. Diversity can be described as difference. All individuals are different. The many different parts of a person's character and identity make them unique. Examples of the things that make up diversity are: inclusion is being included within either a group or society as a whole. Inclusion links with diversity and equality. It is important to understand someone's differences so that you can include them and treat them equally and fairly. People can feel excluded if they are not able to join in with activities. Excluding people because of their differences is known as discrimination. All workers in health and social care must make sure that they work in an inclusive way to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to take part when they want to. This is especially true about people taking part in their own care and support so that it is truly centered on them as a person. Celebrate following diversities of class, gender, caste, class, color, ethnicity, language, age, appearance, ability, disability, job role, health, background, gender, family. National Education Policy 2020, Inclusive Education. New National Education Policy 2020 has aims to shape an education system that benefits all of India's children so that no child loses any opportunity to learn and excel because of the circumstances of birth or background. The main effective objectives for equitable and inclusive education for every child in the country is to achieve an inclusive and equitable education system so that all children have equal opportunity to learn and thrive, and so that participation and learning outcomes are equalized across all genders and social categories by 2030. Some key initiatives are capacity development of teachers by continuously sensitizing them . Creating alternate pathways for recruitment of teachers from educationally underrepresented groups, restricting the pupil-teacher ratio in schools with a high proportion of learners from educationally underrepresented groups, not to more than 25 equal to 1. Creation of inclusive school environment through establishment of mechanisms which address harassments, intimidations, and gender-based violence, and eliminate exclusionary practices. revising curriculum to make it inclusive, women participation and education of rights to address the gender imbalance among school teachers and girl students, education for tribal, caste and religion based groups to ensure that education of children of urban poor families in order to help students to navigate life in urban poor areas and education of children with special needs as well as transgender children with continued and renewed focus to mainstream children in neighborhood schools from continued and renewed focus to mainstream children in neighborhood schools from foundational stage to grade 12 are other illustrative interventions in this policy. Characteristics of a conducive classroom. There are various characteristics of a conducive classroom. Friends, we all know that students and teachers, they spend majority of their time in classrooms as well as in school campus. That's why it is very essential that the school and the classrooms where teaching and learning take place must be a stress-free environment, because in such environment teaching and learning both process will go smoothly. They feel comfortable spending so much time in schools. That's why a well-managed classroom to improve classroom efficiency and create an environment conducive to learning. The days are gone when strict discipline means obey the orders of teachers. Keep silence in the classroom means the best behavior of students was expected. That was the one-way process of teaching, where active learning could not take place surely. But as per modern discipline, it is said that a well-managed classroom is not limited to discipline. Unlike the popular belief that discipline is the only vital management skill a teacher must have, or spare the rod and spoil the child, was the way of maintaining classroom discipline. There are various characteristics which describe a well-managed and conducive classroom for learning. Characteristics of a conducive classroom: students' engagement, clear expectations, effective time management, positive work environment, firm discipline. First, students' engagement. Students' engagement is the first most important aspect of well-managed classroom. The students are engaged all the while in the learning process by the teacher. When they are actively engaged in the learning process, that helps foster higher level thinking skills in students. But that requires a skilled teacher. Teaching creatively can be a major factor in students' engagement, because the students' attitude may be different. Their likes and dislikes, their interest for the particular subject matters a lot. If a lesson that is not interesting will cause the students to stop listening, teacher cannot force them to listen and grasp everything which is taught. This may cause distraction in learning process. A more creative teaching method will capture hire the students' attention and allow them to focus. So the teachers have to play a role of leader so that she can handle the class by using various innovative methods and proper techniques for the student learning. Second, clear expectations. A teacher as a leader sets at first the class objectives in well-managed classroom. Students are also aware that after teaching they are going to be tested on and the assignments will be checked by the teacher. Grades will be given. If the teacher's expectations are fulfilled, here the students remain alert and conscious. All the while in learning process, this allow for efficiency in the classroom. Students manage their time accordingly to move from one task to another or activity effectively. That's why a teacher who is a good leader always starts her lesson with introduction and tells the students the objectives which he wants to achieve in the classroom. Sometimes she writes on the blackboard the title of the topic, and thus the students are clear on what topic the teacher focusing on. The process of teaching learning is helpful for teaching the expectations from the students. Number 3, effective time management. The teacher has to utilize her time for teaching purpose. If she had a plan of this teaching lesson and uses proper methods to deliver the content in the class, then within given time, she can achieve the set objectives. The teacher needs to take care for improving her efficiency and minimize the wasted time, so that a well-managed classroom has good time management skills. The students know the areas in the classroom which are accessible to them, as well as where the items are placed in the classroom. The good teacher is aware of the expectations from each class in order to ensure good time management. Sometimes the students try to create hindrance while teacher is teaching, such as raising the finger and wanted to go for bathroom and disturbing the class, can be avoided in such a way that the students instead can spend the time on task or activity during class time. If points are written on the blackboard or using ICT tools for teaching learning, also save time. It works effectively. Number 4, positive work environment. It is also one of the main characteristics of a well-managed classroom. The teacher does not create tensions or stress in the minds of the students, so they feel free to ask their doubts or questions. They are very important and comfortable with the teacher. She creates a positive energy and situation in the class, as the classroom environment is stress-free she ensures a good workflow and positive environment for positive work environment. The good teacher conducts competitions of decorating the class. Students participate in such a competition wholeheartedly. They decorate their classroom. This helps to encourage a positive learning environment. They enjoy the activity. Just teacher needs to motivate them. Number 5, firm discipline. For students, discipline is always an important factor. So well-managed classroom for discipline is the most important factor. The parents are also made aware at the classroom for discipline is the most important factor. Very beginning about the discipline, we should train them. When their children are admitted in schools, so students have clear and firm guidelines of the behavior to be shown or performed in the classroom or schools. Which behavior is allowed and which behavior is not allowed in school campus as well as in the classroom with the students. Teachers as well as other human resources of school. When they are expected to maintain discipline and encourage an effective workflow. If they are misbehaving, they are warned at first or punished accordingly. But if they are nicely behaving, they also be given positive reinforcement and praise for appropriate behavior and good work to help encourage them and the others in the classroom. Qualities of conducive environment for learning. Open communication, learning models, good teacher, to student ratio. These are the qualities of a good environment for learning. First, open communication. The conducive learning environment means the classroom are an open environment for both teachers and students. Teaching is a two-way process. Unless there is learning, teaching cannot take place. So students should be able to ask their queries, doubts or questions freely without any stress. The teachers are also allowed to give insights into the lessons. Learners can only learn if educators can train them to be inquisitive. Education is a two-way process where teaching and learning works simultaneously. The more questions are asked by the learners, they can understand the lesson better way. So the teachers need to foster critical thinking among all students. They must be curious while learning and should try to understand the lesson or subject in depth. To test their understanding, teacher continues open communication by challenging them, giving problem solving assignment, and see whether they have absorbed the total lesson or not. If the teacher is teaching online, she can build website or using suitable app creating forum, the students can inquire about the current lesson so that they are sure to give answers. Open communication removes stress, fear, tensions, and the learning becomes more interesting. That encourages to share their views, ideas, and thoughts among themselves. Something New and innovative ideas are created through open communication. Second, learning models. Every individual is unique. One student may learn differently from the way another student does. So, as a good school leader, you should provide as many learning models for students that they can get benefits from them. Some of the models we saw are the examples of learning models. They are cooperative learning model, peer learning, pair learning, online interaction, team learning, group learning, collaborative learning, and so on. So, the teacher has to choose proper learning model as per the understanding level of her students in the classroom. If the class is small, then it is very easy to provide the class to small groups. The teacher allows them to select the group of their circle of their choice. The activity is given to the group. The teacher has to explain their role, what activities they have to perform in the group, and she monitors the group. If any problems arise, the teacher helps them to overcome the obstacle so that they could follow right direction. And thus, learning models can be helpful or creating good environment for learning. Number 3, good teacher. Good teacher to student ratio. In India, some schools have a large number of students in the class, so the classes are crowded. But in some schools, the number of students are less. If crowded classes are in schools, it is very difficult to pay attention to all the students individually. That requires a skilled and expert teacher to handle crowded class. So every activity in learning process can be conducted smoothly. But if there are limited strength in the class, then the teacher can successfully handle the classroom activities. She can pay attention individually to the class so that what is the ideal number of students need to be admitted in the class. To be able to know and evaluate the students, one should not compress 50 students in room that can only accommodate 20 students, because it is not only unhealthy, but it restricts the students from learning comfortably on their seat. So teacher-student ratio should be adequate to the size of the classroom. And available infrastructure in the classroom. As a team leader, the teacher should be sure that each classroom is well ventilated, enough sunlight, have fully functioning seats, benches or chairs, tables, etc. The classroom is enough spacious to provide space for the students to move and learn. Learning activity 1. Share your innovative practice. Dear friends, take a photo of any one of the innovative activities or resources that you implement or use to make a conducive learning environment in your class, school, and post it with its brief information on the Padlet exhibition hall. check your learning. 1. Multiple choice questions. What are the two aspects of conducive learning environment? Write the correct one. First choice, learning process and physical resources. Second choice, learning resources and classroom interactions. Third choice, students' health and happiness. Fourth choice, teachers' expertise and teaching methods. Think and answer. Second question, how teacher can increase students' active engagement in learning? First choice, by using LCD presentation. Second, by using lecture methods. Third, by using various innovative methods of teaching learning. Fourth, by using storytelling method. Next, write true or false. Inclusion links with diversity and equality. Choice 1 true, choice 2 is false. So think, reflect and write your answers correctly.